This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 23rd of October. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. China's new Politburo and Central Committee will be revealed on Wednesday. It is expected to confirm President Xi Jinping as the world's strongest political leader. Meanwhile, Singapore's Prime Minister Li visits the White House to discuss U.S.-Singapore trade in the wake of the demise of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. President Trump's plans to spend an extra $700 billion on the U.S. Navy will be discussed by the Armed Services Committee on Wednesday. On the same day, his personal lawyer will testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee investigating the Russian hacking scandal. Russian President Vladimir Putin will try to repair relations with Germany at a Moscow meeting with the German president. His domestic nemesis, Alexei Navalny, will on Monday be released from one of his many stays in a Russian jail. Catalonia may come under direct rule from Madrid next week. Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont has threatened repercussions. More trials in Turkey next week. This time they include the director of Turkey's Amnesty International office, a German, and a Swede. Pedophile connections have forced an early general election in Iceland on Saturday, while in Kenya, election violence is feared in a rerun of the presidential elections on Thursday. The courts voided the result of the August 8 election, which was won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. His opponent, Raila Odinga, is boycotting the rerun and threatening demonstrations. And finally, if the next time you're in Honolulu and feel tempted while crossing the street to text home about the beautiful weather and the grass-skirted girls, don't. As of next Wednesday, it is against the law. And that was next week's News Today so that you can participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 23rd of October. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It's official. Chinese President Xi Jinping is the single most powerful man on planet Earth. And it will be confirmed at the Chinese Communist Party's 19th Party Congress, which ends on Tuesday with a new Politburo and Central Committee, hand-picked by Xi. President Trump may have the biggest military and economy, but President Xi has more people and more power at home and a growing reservoir of goodwill overseas. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong is in Washington on Monday for talks at the White House with President Trump. Singapore was a key member of President Obama's proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was scrapped by Donald Trump, who will attempt to forge a new U.S.-Singapore bilateral deal. The Senate Armed Services Committee meets on Wednesday to discuss Trump's plans to increase the U.S. Navy from 275 to 350 ships at a cost of $700 billion. On Wednesday, Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, testifies for the Senate Intelligence Committee about the Russian hacking scandal. Cohen has said that neither he nor the president knew anything. Russian President Vladimir Putin is next week trying to smooth Russian-German relations at a meeting with the German president. Germany has taken the lead in the EU in opposing Russia in both the Ukraine and Syria. Putin's domestic nemesis is Alexei Navalny. He's leading the campaign to prevent Putin from waltzing back into the presidential palace after March elections. Navalny has been repeatedly thrown into prison. He will be released again on Monday. Continue to watch Catalonia next week. The Madrid government has threatened to impose direct rule. Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont has warned that any repression will only ensure a bitter split. British politicians will be busy picking through the communique following the EU Heads of Government Brexit summit. The summit is expected to hold out an olive British demand for immediate trade talks. In Turkey, President Erdogan's human rights clampdown continues with more controversial trials. Starting on Wednesday, they include a Swede, German, and Amnesty International's Turkey director. Pedophile connections have forced an early general election in Iceland on Saturday. The government collapsed after the Prime Minister's father allegedly pushed for the restoration of the civil rights of a convicted pedophile. Election violence is feared on Thursday in Kenya in a rerun of recent presidential elections. The courts voided the result of the August 8 election, which was won by incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta. His opponent, Raila Odinga, is boycotting the rerun and threatened demonstrations. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.